Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Dip netting on the Kenai River opens tomorrow. The dip net fishery begins each year on the 10th of July and runs through the end of the month. The city of Kenai provides a number of services to support the fishery, including parking and camping on the beaches, restrooms and trash collection, and a boat dock with a four-ramp boat launch. Fees are charged for most of these services. Dip netting on the Kenai is allowed from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. from July 10th through the 31st. An Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit and a 2024 sport fishing license are required to participate. Only Alaska residents may use this fishery. The city of Kenai now offers the DipNet Kenai app, where users will have access to several resources, including status information about facilities, including the boat launch, North and South Beach camping, and any other pertinent information, current weather information, a tide table, and more. If you're planning on parking, camping, or fishing from a boat, here's some fees you should be aware of. Drop-off fees are $11.03. Day use parking is $22.05. Overnight parking ranges from $49 to $60, and camping is $27.56. Dock fees include a drop-off fee of $11, a day-use permit of $22, and a boat launch and parking fee of $38.59. The largest newspaper in Alaska is reducing to a twice-weekly publication and serves as the latest casualty of a downward trend in subscribers to print media. The Anchorage Daily News, which previously published and distributed a physical newspaper six times weekly, announced the distribution reduction in a letter to subscribers from owner Ryan Binkley on Monday. According to the letter, the decision stems from a dramatic shift in the way readers consume the news. Over the past decade, the number of digital-only subscribers has grown from none to almost 19,000, the letter states. Today, print readership makes up just 7% of our total audience across platforms. We have to focus our efforts on where most of our readers are. Beginning July 15th, the newspaper will distribute physical copies on Wednesdays and Sundays only. However, the subscriber letter points out that online distribution will continue normally. Critically, we continue producing the e-edition, the online replica of the print newspaper, 6 days a week. The recently initiated conversation about direct flights between Kenai and Seattle inched forward last week when the Kenai City Council decided to pursue a grant aimed at drawing major airlines to the Kenai Municipal Airport. The decision to apply for the grant comes with a request for a joint resolution of support from the Kenai Peninsula Borough and several peninsula communities. Following a presentation by Volair Aviation Consulting during a recent council meeting, enthusiasm about the potentially profitable and convenient endeavor spiked. However, the city is now evaluating challenges in attracting an airline to establish direct flights to the local airport, also identified in the report. Some of those challenges include a current shortage of pilots, increased costs, and fewer airlines. Volair offered some solutions to these challenges. One potential is a grant opportunity through a small community air service development grant program. With the grant on the table, Kenai City Administration reached out to the Kenai Peninsula Borough, as well as the cities of Soldotna, Seward, Homer, Seldovia, and Kachemak for support through a joint resolution.
We have not received any pushback. All are willing or have it scheduled for their agendas here in early July. You know, obviously it's up to their bodies, so no promises, but, you know, it's been really encouraging.
That was Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank. To date, Eubank says the city has spent less than $35,000 on the study and contract with Volair, which will assist in the grant application process.
We have a one-year contract with them at this point.
While direct flights between Kenai and Seattle are still some time off, the grant application and joint resolution represent another step forward in the process. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.